Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wrestle. The mindset of a champion. Today we're going to be reviewing some of the interviews of the NCAA championships. Welcome back to Mindset Monday. Gene and Jeff Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coaches from Wrestling Mindset, the number one wrestling-specific mindset program anywhere in the world. And one of the big things that I think always set us apart, our dad apart, was that he always told us, make sure you watch the interviews. That was serious business in our house growing up. And I think that's something that's very different than other households, the listening to interviews. And why? Because that's where you learn their mindset. We got inside information flying home from Tulsa at the NCAA championships this past weekend. We flew home with people from both Cornell and from Penn State. Both of the teams have mindset coaches who travel with the team. And at the very least, they have to meet with their mindset coach once a week as a team and individually. It's mandatory. That's what's going on at Penn State. That's what's going on at Cornell. We know the Michigan mindset coach was over there also. In fact, I've even heard that all five top five teams are working with mental coaches on a regular basis. So it's serious. It's real serious business. It's not Mickey Mouse stuff. The coach talks to the team after practice anymore. It's far more scientific. It's far more in depth and detail. And if you're not doing some kind of formal mindset training, you're going to probably lose to someone who is. Yep. So, Jeff, take it from there. Well, now we're hearing it in people's interviews. That's the point. We're hearing this come up in interviews.
Yeah, mindset training is here. That's right. So we had the picture before. Dr. Jared Spencer, one of our friends, he's right behind Mason Parris when he's going into the NCAA finals. So he's walking with – he's probably the front runner for the Hodge Trophy right now. I think that'll be decided within the next couple of days. But he's got his mindset coach working with him. He's walking with him to the mat before the NCAA final. So mindset training is here. It's just something that you got to be doing if you're serious. So let's pull up some of the interviews of the wrestlers themselves. Let's start with Andrew Alirez, NCAA champ. Let's face it, not a lot of people are predicting him to win it. Let's hear it.
Every single thing right on and off the mat. I've gave my life to this game. I sacrificed everything I possibly could. And when it was time to meet the moment, I was prepared as anybody.
Doing your homework, eating right, folding your laundry, all the little things.
I was doing my dishes, doing my homework. I don't even like school like that, but I'm in the classroom every day doing my best just so I can make me a better wrestler.
There it is. He's doing things that he doesn't like to do. He's disciplined, but he said his character is the difference maker, and character is mindset. That's not a physical thing, your character. Pretty basic, but you got to let that sink in. It's his mindset that was the difference between him last year and this year, the willingness to do all the things right, and it's difficult to stay motivated all year round, yet he did it.
Yeah, it's something we talk about all the time, right? Using wrestling as a vehicle to build character, right, on and off the mat. So wrestling should be helping you off the mat, and then off the mat, you should be building character, which should help you on the mat, right? We don't want to compartmentalize. We want to live the lifestyle of a champion on and off the mat. So that's the first one. Andrew Alirez, NCAA champ. Let's go into, I think a lot of you guys have heard of Matt Ramos by now. Let me share this one.
it's unreal. It hasn't really hit me, but I think manifesting it and speaking it into the air. I mean, I had an interview earlier, and I was saying that I'm ready for Spencer, and a lot of people are like, what makes you think you can beat him? I'd say, like, I work really hard, and I trust in what I believe in, and being able to speak it out into existence, I'm not trying to be cocky or anything, but if I can't get it out into the world, then it won't really, I don't believe it'll happen, so if I just have to speak it into existence.
Matt, what emotions do you...
A quick break from today's podcast. Wrestling season is here. Wrestling Mindset is the number one wrestling-specific program anywhere in the world. This season, make sure to work with a Wrestling Mindset coach to get the mental edge so that you can build confidence, stay motivated, and bring out your best when it means the most. Wrestling Mindset works with hundreds of wrestlers and teams each year. We have a special offer this season for our podcast listeners. Go to our website at WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type your name and information. In the last section, you'll see additional information. Type in podcast discount. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount and teams will have a $200 discount for any team program. Again, go to WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type in podcast discount under additional information. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount in their first month and teams will receive a $200 discount in any team program. Get the mental edge today. Now back to our podcast.
So what's going on there? A lot of people will ask that question. So what is he talking about with manifesting? What is he talking about speaking things into existence? First of all, just to crush any kind of misconceptions, this isn't weird magical thinking or voodoo or witchcraft or this new age. Oh, you know, you put it out in the universe and the universe brings it back to you. It's like, what are you talking about? If you have any idea of the science and psychology, you understand the mechanism that's at hand. And it's not weird magical thinking and this, you know, all this new age stuff. What it is simply he's getting mental reps. Okay, what he's doing is he's convincing himself that he's capable of doing something. Go back to Muhammad Ali. You could see videos of him saying he's the greatest of all time before he ever won a world championship. He's getting himself to believe it because everyone is speaking around you saying you can't do this and that. So you might not be hearing it from other people. You need to hear it from someone. Why not let it be yourself? And sometimes your mouth needs to teach your brain. Sometimes your mouth needs to teach your heart. We spoke to Nate Carr this week on the concession stand on the way over at the NCAA tournament. And obviously him and his family, clearly he knows how to get it done for himself and he knows how to coach it. And he said a lot of people get reps from the neck down, but very few people get reps from the neck up. That's all that Matt Ramos is talking about there. He's talking about getting mental reps and saying it over and over so you start to believe it. We heard this before with Joe Warren, world champ and Bellator champ. He said that he tells himself he's the baddest man on the planet until all the goosebumps go away and until he really believes it. This is not magical thinking. There's nothing magical about this. This is very science-based and very, very common that you just say it over and over. You start to believe it more and more. This is exactly why we have our mindset principles. When we work with the team, we work with individuals, we tell them to go through our four mindset principles. Number one, I'm thankful for the opportunity to wrestle or whatever activity you're involved in. Two, I'm aggressive and relentless. Three, I have no fear of losing or making mistakes. And number four, I never ever give up. And what we do also, we have our athletes, we give them some latitude where they could add their own mindset principles. So they're getting mental reps, saying it over and over and over again. And then, oh, big surprise. When our wrestlers win an NCAA championship, they win a big match. What's the first thing they say? I was thankful for the opportunity. I had no fear of losing or making mistakes. It was programmed in their mind because they said it over and over and over again. Repetition is the mother of mastery. That's all that's happening here. And then also in terms of goals, we talk about this for goal setting, that it's very important to say your goals out loud. Tell other people you're going to accomplish your goals. We saw this with, again, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Kyle Dake saying he's going to win four NCAA championships. Jordan Burrow saying he was going to win the Olympics in London back in 2012, a week before when he was in New York City before London. They said they were going to do it. That's for several reasons. They're holding themselves accountable and they're brainwashing themselves. That's what you have to do. There's no secret. That's what the best athletes are doing. So you have to get your mental reps in.
And if you can't speak it out loud, if you can't say what you want to do, then there's probably something holding you back. Like, why can't I tell somebody that I want to be a national champ? Am I embarrassed? Are they, you know, do I think, well, maybe my lifestyle is not supporting that? Is it a joke? You know, is that not really my goal? Am I not serious about it? You know, if I'm living the lifestyle, if I'm training accordingly, yeah, just because it's a hard goal, you know, to be a state champ or to be a national champ, if I can't say it out loud, there's probably something that's going on. Either I need to train harder, I need to live a better lifestyle, I need to find better ways to, you know, to improve quicker. But I would say it's like, if you can't speak it out loud, right? If you can't speak it, you know, if you can't tell your coaches, your friends, your parents, you know, you're probably not living the lifestyle to support that. So I think that's really important too.
That's a real important point, because a lot of people say, well, if you just say it over and over, it's going to happen. It's like, that's nonsense to say. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary, right? And when we say work, we're saying both mental and physical work. We're not saying one or the other. Clearly, you have to put the physical work in. Basically, everyone knows that. We can almost take that for granted now, though we probably shouldn't, because a lot of people don't do it. And the thing that people are seeing now is people are putting their time in on their mindset. People are always doing this, but now people are more open about it. The U.S. Olympic team worked with the sports psychologist since 1984. The Soviets were doing things with their mindset back in the 70s, at least. So it's not like this is something brand new that just arrived on the scene. This is something that's been going on, and now people are just being more forthright and open and talking about it. And why? Because they realize it's part of the sport. If you want to be a champion, you have to live the lifestyle. You have to be the total package. It's holistic. And we're hearing that now in the interviews of these athletes. Got to listen to the interviews. Let's do another one.
Don't take it from us. Let's take it from the OW of the NCAA championship, right? They ask him the difference between, you know, before and this year, right? Clearly just an unbelievable performance this weekend. Always a great wrestler, but let's hear what he's got to say.
You know, am I capable of winning those big matches? Is it a performance issue? And I dug deep. And this year I did a lot of work on my mental game, because my physical game was always there. You know, you can't convince me that I'm not one of the most skilled, you know, I understand how wrestling works, right? But myself, my own emotions and mentality, it was something that I never really dove into, and it was something I put a lot of emphasis on this year, and obviously it was what I needed.
And then you go back to the plane ride where they said that we saw a Cornell wrestler on the plane saying once a week they're speaking to the sports psychologist, their mental coach, their mindset coach is there. They're putting in formal time on their mindset. Like, I can't stress this enough. You coaches who think, oh, I'm just going to talk to the kids for a little while after practice, you're kidding yourself. That's not formal mindset training. Gable himself said it on our virtual coaches convention last summer, that wrestlers will lie to you. They will pretend that everything is okay. It's coming from Dan Gable. Okay, so what do you need? You need someone from the outside, someone outside of the coaching staff, who the kids are more likely to open up to and listen to. And in fact, you have to remember, everyone has their role. And a coach is a great CEO. A great coach is going to be a great CEO. They have their coaches for technique. They have their coaches for strength. They have their coaches for mindset. A CEO, and we know a little something about this with our business, you can't do everything yourself. We're working with hundreds of wrestlers across the country. And then when you include teams, it's in the thousands. We can't do all that ourselves. We have to be good at delegating the work. We need to see who's good at this, who's good at that. You have to be the mastermind behind the operation. When you're the coach, you should be looking at yourself as a CEO and a mastermind of the whole operation. And how do I take care of the mindset of these athletes in a more formal, scientific way? That's where the mindset coach comes in. You do it with strength training already, and a lot of you are doing this technically, right? A lot of teams break their athletes up into different groups where this one coach deals with these athletes and then another coach deals with those athletes. We're seeing this technically. We're seeing this strength and conditioning. And also now you're seeing it with the mindset. The serious teams and the serious athletes are absolutely working on their mindset. And it's not, like I said, it's not just the talk after practice. They're putting the pen to paper. They're doing the work. They're digging deep. They're pushing themselves. It's, you know, when you're running sprints, you have to push yourself. Same thing when you're thinking, about doubts, fears, insecurities, and not just what's going wrong, but also what's going right. What did your best performances have in common? What were you telling yourself there? Let's develop a plan to recreate this best performance over and over and over again. That's how you build consistency. That doesn't happen by accident. Just like you don't learn how to finish a front headlock by accident or get out on bottom. You're putting in the time. You got to put in your time in the mindset.
And again, this is coming from the OW. So the best wrestler in the Division I NCAA championship, right? So it's like, it's no excuse. So when you hear stuff of like, well, my kid's a state champ as a freshman or a sophomore, it's like, well, that's good. Well, he's got to keep doing good. He's got to keep improving, you know, because there's it doesn't get easier. Like we said in our last podcast, you know, you win the Nationals last year. Well, you know, you're going to have to get better to win it again. Right. So, all right, let's go to the last one. We got Coach Cale Sanderson after winning their 10th NCAA team title. I guess you could call that a dynasty.
Coach, and every student athlete is in the same boat. I mean, if everyone in that arena out there can look at a match and tell these kids what they're doing wrong, you know, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. So it's just trying to help them make improvements, believe in themselves, you know, see beyond the little things and the pressures of this is just a game, right? I mean, we love the game. It's one of my favorite games. A lot of great games. Probably my favorite game. You know, but it's just a game. You know, I mean, you know, whether you win or lose, it's not really that big of a deal in the eternities. It's just who you are, what you stand for.
Number one, understanding your final end, eternity, where you end up for eternity. He just said that in passing, but that's that. Right. But that orients everything. That is perspective. Okay, so you, again, just like you study videos for an hour, you study your wrestling tapes, you analyze videos. We're analyzing the interviews. I want to hear exactly what's going on. And remember, a lot of these people, they're not professional speakers, so they might just, you know, like, right, Kale's the kind of guy where he'll just throw in something like that and just kind of, that was the whole ball game. That was actually the whole thing. He wasn't, you know, he's asked a lot of questions at a lot of different times, and I'm sure he's got a ton going on in his head after those highly emotional moments, you know, both the ups and the downs for the team. But he's the kind of guy who'll just throw something in there, and that's like the whole picture right there. And that's exactly what he did, saying in the eternities, it really doesn't matter. Well, that's number one. That's the most important thing. I don't know if you caught that, but we did. Then you look at the fact that he's saying it's just a game. And we understand that in order to be successful, you need to be fanatical. You need to be borderline obsessed. But at the same time, you need to make sure you're keeping it in proper perspective. It's just a game. One of the things you notice, and it shows, that it's hard to keep those two things in balance and to shift that weight where it's only a game, but I have to be fanatical to be successful. That's why their mindset coach is so involved. And if you look at their video, if you look at their picture for the NCAA championship, who's there in the picture with them? Bonnie Epstein, their sports psychologist, their mindset coach. Why? And I think this is another thing. This is not the first picture she's appeared in of their national title. You see her in there. So it's something they're working on a regular basis. And you have to, because those are two difficult things to balance. It's just a game. And at the same time, I have to be all in all the time. So he's got that perspective. And I think because he always said that he felt a lot of pressure when he was out there competing, I think that really worked to his advantage as a coach, because now he put that time in on the mindset for his athletes. He prioritizes it.
If I remember his last interview after he won his fourth NCAA title undefeated, they're like, how did you deal with the pressure? And he was like, not well. Not well. You remember that one?
Right. Yeah. And what do you see? You see that his athletes do seem to handle it very well. Yeah. And why? And then you have to ask the question why, which are usually the most interesting questions. Why did they handle it well? Well, they probably handled it well because they have a coaching staff that takes that really serious and they prioritize mental performance. I saw one of Shane Van Ness's posts the other day, took third in the NCAAs as a freshman. Unbelievable. One of our past clients. I'm sure he still works on his mindset a ton. And what did he say? He said he reached all of his goals. The three goals for the weekend were very actionable, very concrete. It was like wrestle with enthusiasm, things of that nature. It had nothing to do with what he was going to place or winning, but it had to do. Did you have that, Jeff?
I'm pulling it up now. Yeah, it was like have fun was one of them.
Yeah, have fun, wrestle with enthusiasm. They were all factors that were in his control. And that's what we're that's
weekend,
what
weekend checklist. Have fun, check. Score points, check. And compete with enthusiasm, check. And then the next line, grateful for the opportunity to compete at the NCAA tournament.
Sounds a little bit familiar. Exactly. Thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. And what's going on there? Those things that he mentioned, you wouldn't even necessarily know he's wrestling other than the fact that he said being aggressive. But you could almost look at that. It almost sounds like he's going on vacation with his family and playing mini golf against his dad. The great coach Rodney Van Ness over at Rhino there. So shout out to the OG, Rod Van Ness, Rutgers. So yeah, that's it right there. He's actually coming in with a mindset that could be applied to a lot of different things. It's not just, you know, thinking wrestling specific. He's having fun.
That's right. That's it. That's all the interviews for today. We're going to do this a little bit more, break down some of the interviews. I'm sure there's a lot more from the NCAA tournament. Watch the interviews. We said it once. We said it a million times.
That's right. And that's why I really think this is probably one of the things that really sets us apart with wrestling mindset. Because right, we speak to a lot of people, and we're talking to people in the wrestling community all the time. And they're talking about the match, the technique, what this guy did and what that person did. And we're asking people, hey, did you see the interview? Did you see the interview? And number one, I'd say probably 50% of the people are not listening to the interview, which is a shame. And then like 40% of the people watching the interview are just watching like, great, great, awesome, champion, great. Not internal. In other words, when we're listening to the interviews, we're doing this with a very critical eye of what are they saying? What are the common themes among all these champions? And then how do you apply that? How do you now apply those themes to a sixth grader who comes to you, a 15-year-old, a college wrestler, those common themes that are across the board. So we're seeing it. We're looking at those interviews all the time. Every now and then you'll see some of these some of these different sites. They'll get it right and they'll post those moments like that Kale moment about it's only a game. A lot of people posted that. I don't know how many of the people who posted it have broken that video down like we have with the analysis. But again, that's our job. That's exactly what we do. So watching those interviews, we're going to have more commentary on that. And you're going to see the best athletes, they're working on their mindset. They're not leaving it to chance. The best coaches are great CEOs. They're great masterminds. They're very good at delegating when it's appropriate to delegate. It's not always best to do the things yourself. So make sure you have a mindset coach or you lose to someone who does. Whether it's wrestling, school, business, or life, mindset makes the difference. We'll see you next week.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.